Today I'm speaking with Claire Triantis, co-founder of disruptive tech beauty brand Decipher. Claire and her fellow co-founder Adam have created completely bespoke foundation products, and this means there is no limitation in your shade range. It means that you can also get your exact shade to order, making it totally inclusive. It's also importantly affordable, and that means it's going to reduce waste in the industry. I was lucky to try out the product before we spoke, and I could confirm the website was easy to use. It was quite fun being able to see how you can get your range. It also was innovative, and most importantly, the colour was a perfect match. When I speak to Claire, you'll hear about the importance of personalisation, sustainability, and as I say, inclusivity. Claire's got a lot to say. Decipher sounds really exciting. There's a lot going on, and it's very informative to get a little look into the insight of where a company that is really disrupting the beauty industry is going. So Claire, welcome to the podcast. We are here today to speak about your brand. It's very innovative. I'm wearing it at the moment. It's very comfortable, been wearing it all day. If anyone's wondering what it is, why don't you explain?
So we're a company called Decipher. We appear basically to disrupt the beauty industry and to basically do personalization en masse. So we've started our company looking at foundations. We color match to your exact skin tone. So unlike other brands that have a shade range that you have to pick the nearest shade to you, what we do differently is you go online. We do a high-tech skin tone analysis, which is very quick and not complicated at all. And then we go away and we make that exact colour to match your skin. So we can literally make any shade at all. So our whole brand is all about being disruptive, all about changing the model and the way that things have been done in beauty, and especially foundation, where consumers have the most difficulty in finding the right product, despite there being, you know, lots and lots of choice. Finding the right one is incredibly hard, especially if you have a less kind of common skin tone as well. So yeah, that's us in a nutshell.
And it is so innovative, and I've got mine here, and foundation is probably one of those products that, working in makeup as I have for years, it causes so much stress for people, because they either have one that they love and they don't want to veer away from it. So if you're a makeup artist, you might be thinking, right, I cannot make this person happy because they've got this one brand or this one shade and they can't deviate from it. Or you get people who change again with the seasons. Most of us do, but a lot of people don't change their foundation. And then you also get people who just can never find the right product and they'll never stop trying, and they don't continue to repurchase because they say, tried that one, didn't work, tried that, didn't work, and they just cannot find it. So was it something that you discovered through your own testing of foundations that you thought this could actually be an area that we need to focus on?
Yeah, I mean, I was never able to find a foundation. In fact, I didn't wear one for years because you'd always have that experience of going in a shop being completely overwhelmed by the choice there. Or you'd go to a concession stand and have someone match you, and you'd always be a bit suspicious as to whether it really is the right colour because they're trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. And often when you did get it kind of matched in the store, you'd go out into daylight and you'd actually look a completely different color in natural light. So yeah, it's certainly, from my experience, like, foundation has always been the hardest area of beauty to get right for consumers. Really, really tricky. And also, having come from a background of consumer science, I spent years before we're doing this company working for Unilever developing products in the personal care industry, and just seeing kind of the individual differences across people, not just kind of in terms of their biology, but also in terms of their preference. When you add all those things up, kind of personalization is just so important to everybody. You know, you can't have a one size fits all model anymore. The world has kind of moved on. So, you know, we need to change things and do things differently and be able to be more bespoke to customers, but actually truly be bespoke, as opposed to saying that we're personalized when really what we're not, which is a lot of brands kind of do that because they're trying to, you know, fit the needs of the trends that are coming out, but actually they aren't built from a personalization standpoint from the beginning, which means that they're never going to be able to kind of build a model out that's going to actually fit and work effectively.
Makes a lot of sense. And when I think back, it wasn't that long ago that it was still a choice of light, medium, dark. And they weren't really light, medium maybe, and the dark wasn't dark. So from your background, Does that make a lot of sense to you, that people would have said, oh, there's a choice of six shades, and you'd be thinking, oh, there's six, that's good.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? That, I mean, it has moved on. I think, like, with Fenty, you know, creating shades, especially kind of for the deeper end of the spectrum, you know, you can see that things have moved on with the industry, and there is that pressure there to actually be able to deliver to all skin tones. But the real response that brands have sometimes is, you know, oh, we need to be more inclusive, therefore we're going to extend our shade range. But in reality, that doesn't really help, because you're still going to struggle to find your shade. And also, retailers find it really difficult to stock, like, an enormous number of different shades. So even if you can get that shade, you know, you can't really go in a shop and necessarily buy it, because it can't be on the shelf. Mm-hmm. You know, we estimate, even though we've not been running for that long, we think we've made about 15,000 different unique skin tones for people. And, you know, you can't, when you've got 8 billion faces in the world, you can't really have a range of six that's going to suit everybody. Yeah. So the world needs to kind of move on. And rather than kind of sticking with the usual model of extending shade ranges, really what you need is a different way to do it. You know, and I think big companies don't know how to do that, because they're set in this world of kind of mass production. So kind of it takes someone to kind of come in and sort of shake it up, really. And kind of do it properly from the ground up.
Yeah. And I read that you can potentially do hundreds of thousands of shades. There really is no limit.
There's no limit at all. Like picking a foundation, it's kind of like when you do it yourself, you almost have to be your own colour scientist, because there's quite a lot of different dimensions to a shade. So you've got kind of the depth of the colour, which is sort of going from very light to very deep. You've also got the undertone, which is very confusing for people to work out, yeah. You know, how yellow or how pink the shade is for you. And, you know, you get all this advice of look at your veins and look at what jewellery suits you, and that. But I don't think that really helps people, especially when you've got darker skin. You can't see your veins in the same way that, you know, Caucasian skin you can. So really it's that. And then you've got vibrancy on top of it, which nobody really talks about. But on top of those two factors, you've also got the kind of intensity of the colour. So when you go and get a shade which looks about the right lightness and the right undertone, but actually it just looks orange, that's because it's too vibrant. Or if it looks too grey, it's because it's not vibrant enough. So we kind of take all those three factors and basically you can create a recipe that can suit, you know, literally any combination across those three different sort of shade kind of dimensions. Yeah. So, yeah, we're hoping that, you know, that people really become aware of us, and actually we can grow and really meet the needs of all the customers. So, yeah.
And what you said earlier was so true about the way that we traditionally would have to go shopping for our foundation. A lot of people were scared of online, but I'd like to come on to that, because your website is so innovative and easy to use. But the way that we had to do it, if you were picking your own foundations, you very rarely would test it on the areas you're meant to test it. You would probably just try a bit on your hand, which you know isn't right. But even if you did test it on your face, how many people genuinely go out to seek daylight if they're in a department store or they're in a shopping centre? You just don't. So a lot of the time you would compromise and think, that looks all right. If someone's with you, does that look okay? Yeah, you look fine. And just hope for the best.
Yeah, it's just a massive punt, isn't it, every time that you kind of do that. The store lighting is just awful, because often they have very warm or very cool lighting in the stores. So you really can't, it really changes under different lighting conditions. So you really need to be out in natural daylight to be able to see whether it's going to match your skin perfectly. You also need to let it dry down, because the shade of any foundation will change as it dries. It will become deeper as it kind of dries down. So super important when you're testing foundations to do it in the right light to make sure you've got that, you know, the kind of, the perfect dry down in order to be able to kind of really assess that skin tone is right for you.
It's crazy when you think about what we did and those before us. You just, as you say, you took a punt. You just hoped for the best.
It's an expensive kind of experiment, really, isn't it, as well? We always say that everybody's got this drawer of doom where all the foundations go to die, you know, the ones that you've bought but you don't want to throw away because you've spent loads of money on them, but that you're probably not going to use again because they just don't work.
And you're just hoping that one day you'll be dark enough on a holiday that you will use that one that was £45 or £60 or something. You're like, oh, well. And also, I've bought foundations previously. It was for my kit, so that's how I justified it, because I'd read about them and they sounded like they were going to be amazing. And I was so surprised at sometimes the scent. Some were so highly perfumed that straight away I thought, well, thank goodness that's for my kit, because I would smell like roses and I don't want to smell like flowers when I'm walking about. So there's things like that too. And with your product, it's not got a scent. It doesn't feel as if you've had to mask something. So was that really important to you too, that the ingredients were the best without you feeling that you had to cover up with something?
Yeah, the ingredient, we have no perfume at all in our products, mainly because we don't want to cause any allergic reactions. People, that's the main reason people get allergic reactions is it containing fragrance. So yeah, all of our ingredients kind of, they don't have a kind of an odor to them. So we have nothing in there that we need to mask. All the ingredients, they're fantastic ingredients, and that the formulation is really great. We have multiple different combinations that we can make, so we can adjust the coverage for you. So we have ultra sheer, medium and full. We also have three different finishes, a matte, a natural and a radiant. So basically we just take those ingredients and mix them in different combinations to be able to create something that's really unique to you. And when you add that skin tone on top of that kind of formula, what you end up with is something that you could be the only person who has that skin tone and that formula, you know. So it is really, really lovely and unique to you. But yeah, fragrance, super important, I think, not to have fragrance in there, just because people often react to that. So yeah.
And again, for me, it was off-putting too. I was like, oh, that's really strong. But you've just said something that really made a lot of sense to me, and that is that for someone, and I'm like yourself, foundation was always something that I struggled with because it was hard to get the right colour. And also sometimes if you've got a naturally oilier skin, you used to wonder, if I'm wearing this all day, am I going to have to go and sort it out? Because yours sits beautifully on the skin. And I wonder if you get returning customers who are actually buying second and third bottles in different coverages, because it's maybe something that they would never have considered before because they were just lucky to have one that they thought this will do. So are they almost like building a foundation wardrobe now because you're giving them the opportunity to try different formulations?
Yeah, I love that idea of building your own wardrobe. I think that's a really cool way to talk about it. But yeah, we do. We find people who have kind of like, yeah, like a set of different ones. I think foundation is very much an occasion-based kind of product. So, you know, if you want an everyday product, you maybe want to go a bit more radiant and a bit more sheer. Whereas if you want to go out on an evening, you maybe want to cover up more. You maybe want a full coverage with more of a matte finish. So absolutely, people do have, you know, as well as kind of changing the shade over the seasons, they do have different formulations as well that work better for different occasions. So yeah, absolutely, foundation wardrobe, love
yeah.
that.
And that's what it is, because if you're giving people the opportunity to try different coverages and formulations that they otherwise wouldn't even have considered, also because of the price point, you're not making it a high risk. And foundation, as you say, people think of that as quite a risky choice. I suppose I do know why. It's because if you get it wrong, it can look like a mask, or you get that dreaded tide line. We've all been there when we were younger. If it wasn't yourself that did it, then you had a friend that did it, and it was whether you told the friend or not. You didn't know whether it was a good idea to say, we need to sort out your jawline. Not quite matching.
I know, it's this fear, isn't it? There's such a stigma around kind of having that line, isn't there? You know, it's all when you see some people on, like, I don't know, shows like Love Island, and you look at them and you think, oh my God, couldn't someone have just blended down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and for me, again, it's not about judgment, it's just whatever your job is, you notice things. And quite often I'll notice if I'm watching TV and it's maybe a talk show or a news show where they've got male and female presenters or guests, and you can tell that someone's maybe just had to work with a limited set of foundations. And it's the hairline for me, if it's a male, and you can just see where the foundation stops in the hairline. So if they could have their decipher just on them, they could say, I actually know this matches me. I'm not going to have the issue where it just stops in my hairline. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it really would, wouldn't it?
I know, because I notice all those little things, but especially when it's things as well from years gone by, if it was maybe it's like a classic film or something that's maybe been filmed in the 60s or 70s, and you can see when the formulations weren't as they are now, and they were, as you were saying earlier, a bit orangey. Yeah. And you can see on your HD that the skin's just looking a shade orangey, and you think, oh, couldn't have done anything about it then though. So they get a pass. because they couldn't have done anything. That they had to deal with what they had. But that leads me on to the website, though. You've made it so easy to actually figure out. To be honest, you don't really have to figure out your colour. You just have to decide, again, your coverage and what it is you're looking for. And then you take care of the colour matching. So could you explain to us how simple that is?
Yeah, the website, we've really worked really hard on getting the website to be really user-friendly. I think people are very sceptical as soon as you say, oh, we've got tech and, you know, and computers. And I think people think, oh, God, it's not for me kind of thing. But this is really, really super easy. You literally just need good natural light and a phone or a device with a camera on. So what you do is basically you go on, you activate your camera when you get to the scanning stage. You just need to get your face in the position where there is a circle. It will tell you if the lighting conditions are good or not. So it's helping you along the process. And we do three different scans. That's just basically repeats to make sure that if there's one that's just not gone right, we have two more to fall back on. And then that is literally the skin tone analysis part. It will tell you what your shade is, which is your unique shade, and we give a code to that shade, and then yeah, you just pick your formulation and preferences, then build kind of your formula. It's nice because you get a kind of hand in kind of designing your product after that, and then yeah, basically that's it. You go to the checkout and order, and then we make that in our lab. So when you've made your order, all of that information of your preferences and your skin tone will go into our cloud system, where we have an intelligent formulator, and that formulator will basically create the recipe that's going to make your shade. It will then talk to our machines, which when you press a button, it will dispense the right amounts of each different ingredient to create the products that you want. And it's super quick. We can make lots and lots of them. What we want is to have a concept that where we can do personalization en masse, that enables us then to do it more cheaply and more affordably for people as well. And yeah, basically it will come to your door. You can then try it. Most of the time, it's say 80% of the time, we get it spot on. People are happy with the first shade that we send. Some of the time people are like, oh, I just want it a little bit brighter or darker. And then all you need to do is fill out a feedback form. We will take that and then we will adjust it and send a new one out to you. So the risk of not getting your shade at the end is really low. And if you do need an adjustment, you're almost completely guaranteed to get the right shade the second time. So we have very few refunds returned. So
that's really clever. And you said something that I thought spot on there, is that sometimes the perfect colour match isn't what somebody's looking for. So you might still have got the match perfect. But again, I've found that through the psychology of makeup. Sometimes the perfect match is not the perfect foundation for that person. They're looking for something that's just a little bit different. And I love that you say, that's fine, we can do that.
It's all about individual choice, yeah. Isn't it? It's about cultural preferences. It's about, you know, what you want for your skin. Some people just don't want to look their skin tone.
Yeah.
And they might not even be able to see that, you know, that it's not a match. But if that's what makes them happy, because yeah, we can literally make any shade. We can serve anybody and for whatever preference they want. But we do always aim for the perfect match.
So you might get it perfect. One of the things for feedback for me, like when you used to do weddings a lot of the time, was you would get a perfect match as much as you could with what you had in your kit. And they might say, I feel a bit pale. And then what you realised was their perfect match is not what they want to be. They want to be warmed up a little bit. Or very rarely it would be that someone was using foundation as almost like a tanning product. So I can imagine that you might be helping people to find what they actually feel comfortable with in their foundation that they might not have realized before.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a whole learning curve, I think.
Yeah. So I bet very rarely you'll get someone, you'll say, that's not anywhere near where we're going, but we'll go there. That's not the match. Do you know what else I love? Yeah, the website, when you order, it came super quickly. I really like your emails. You get not too regular, but you get regular updates about, number one, about your order, but secondly about Decipher and what you do and tips. So maybe every week there would be an email coming through, just information about what I might not have thought about the products, about using foundations, about getting the best out of them, about what you do. So was that important to you to educate us in what the brand does, but also what we are capable of doing. It's not just a product that should just sit in our makeup bags.
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for us to be able to share content that people really do want to read, and to educate at the same time, firstly about the concept. And it's kind of hard for people to get their heads around the fact that we can actually make any shade. You know, we've been stuck in this system where you've had to pick the nearest one for so long. So, you know, to talk about that, to talk about the tech, to talk about the convenience, the ingredients, the colour science. Also to talk about the environmental and sustainability angle, which is also really, really important to us. Because when you look at the foundation industry, it's like an untold kind of hidden truth that actually there's a huge amount of waste, because there's so many products stocked on shelves that go out of date, that get destroyed, so many returns, so many drawers of doom, you know, full of products. So effectively what we do differently is, because we don't stock a range, we create everything. Basically, all we have in our stock room is ingredients and packaging. It means that we don't have the same number of wasted products on the shelves. And because we can get nearer to the shade than anybody else can, or well, spot on, hopefully, to that shade, you know, we have an opportunity to actually create less waste in the whole process. So that element also is super important to us, you know, that as well as kind of the fact that we're completely inclusive. We don't kind of discriminate against any different skin tones, especially you see the ranges that out there, and they're basically built around a Caucasian range, when in fact the deeper end of the scale has a much bigger variation in skin tones, you know, but that's not sort of considered. So, you know, we don't kind of have to worry about stocking certain shades for certain populations. You know, we can literally make any color. So yeah, so going back to the emails, yeah, it's a really good it's a really good way for us to be able to tell our story and show the value that maybe people haven't seen when they first come to order.
And because of what you do, the emails were something that when I saw them come through, you did want to have a look, and there would be like some content that would make you think, actually, that's interesting. I've not seen anything like that before. It wasn't something that you would just, whether it be accidentally, you know, sometimes in the morning, you're just skipping through the emails and you might miss things. I feel that the way that you are letting us know about the brand, it was quite an eye-catching way. There might be a bit of video and you think, oh, have a quick look at that. So what you're doing and how you're doing it is definitely catching attention, and that's hard on an email, because you know yourself, sometimes you're just clicking through, just seeing what's coming through that day. So to be able to stop and actually take a look. And do you get feedback from people that have actually purchased from you and it has made a big difference? They've not been able to find good matches up until this point. Anything stand out?
Oh, there's so many people like that. I think often we get people who think they have an unmatchable shade because they just fall outside of the normal kind of, you know, the normal colours in a range. It's really like this whole process of going through this journey. You know, I knew it was important at the beginning to people to have that match, but I didn't realise how important it is for someone's confidence to be able to go out, being able to cover the things that they want to cover, but not stand out for having a shade that is not right on their face. It's massively important. And you often find off like people with deeper skin tones who I just mentioned that really struggle to find a shade that matches, you know, to kind of make them feel like they're included is just super important. There's people with skin type issues, you know, when you have like rosacea, vitiligo, you know, even if, you know, they come through the scanner and they have something which is a bit more extreme, we will always work with them, even if it's a manual process, to get something right for them. We've had people who have no pigment in their skin, but are completely pale. And these things all make such a big difference to people because they finally found something that makes them feel included. It's such an emotional product, you know. So yeah, I've really, and the whole journey has been enjoyable because you really do get see the impact of what you're doing. It feels like you're making a difference to people, which sounds stupid because people are like, oh, it's just beauty, but it's not just beauty, you know. It's so much more than that, to give people that confidence.
That makes so much sense too, because it's not just about wearing makeup for fun. It can be about wearing makeup again because you need the confidence, not just, well, not males, females, any gender. It could be because, again, like you say, it could be breakouts, it could be skin conditions. You don't know. And how often in the past, say it was your typical males, they might have had an issue where they needed a bit of coverage. But they couldn't do that because they would feel as if, oh, if anyone sees that I'm wearing makeup, you know what it's like, that traditional, if anyone sees that I'm wearing any makeup, I just, no chance. But now, if you've got something that's perfectly colour matched and you want to just enhance or cover a certain area, no one needs to know because you can have it as subtle as you like. And you can build up that foundation and have as much of a coverage as you like. But I suppose you're giving people of any gender that opportunity again. They just want to cover something just so you don't notice something. That could be, again, is that something that you think is key for why you want to do this, just to make sure that it's for anybody?
Yeah, our product is absolutely for anybody. Kind of the marketing that we're doing at the moment tends to focus on women, but that is not to say that we don't cater for men, and we want to expand kind of our focus on marketing to males or anybody of any gender eventually, because I think it's even more relevant for males because, like you say, they want to have a look that is natural. They don't want to look like they're wearing makeup, and our whole concept is all about being natural and not being overly made up. So it really fits the need of the male market probably as much, if not more, as it does for women. It's just a very difficult category to know how to talk to, you know, and find those people who really struggle. Because we've had so many conversations with men who've come to us and said, oh, you know, I need a product, but I don't want to go in a shop, and I don't want to have to talk to someone and be seen kind of having a product try, you know, trying a product on. And I don't want to look made up because I don't want people to know. And yet I've got these issues with my skin, you know, acne and things, like teenagers even, you know, that are really struggling with their confidence and just need something to kind of just take the edge off it so that they feel like they can, you know, go about normal life. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It's super important for all genders.
Yeah. I do think that you've created something that is a no-brainer. If you've got it in your kit, or you've got it in your bathroom, or you've just got it to hand, so you can either wear it every day, as you say, your different coverages for different events, or for the people that just want to wear it for a special occasion, or for when they feel they just need to balance something out, and you know it's your colour, how can you go wrong? So do you have any plans then for the website or for the tech or other products? You obviously don't need to give secrets away, but are there plans in development for where Decipher goes?
Yeah, because we're just based around colour science, there's so much you could do in that space. I mean, we need to kind of complete our base range first. So concealers will be the next thing that will be launched in a couple of months. So you'll be able to buy concealers that are skin matched or a brightening version of your skin tone. We have all sorts of plans for tinted moisturisers, having really amazing active ingredients while being matched to your skin tone. That's also something that is in the works. And we've got a whole piece of work around kind of colour, other colour cosmetics, lips, eyes, bronzer, you know, all of those things as well. Because the shade that you wear of those other products really is going to depend on the depth of your skin and the undertone of your skin. And that's something that we really understand. So we can recommend kind of products for you to use outside of just your base products that would really complement kind of your complexion. So absolutely, like we can make anything liquid with the system that we've got at the moment, and hopefully we'll have other capabilities as well going forward. So it's really exciting to be part of this journey.
There's so much, and I like the thought of the concealers, because after foundation you must hear people saying all the time that they can't get a concealer to work. It'll be nearly right or not quite right. Will you have different formulations too? Because one of the complaints that you hear people saying, it's too dry and it's too oily, it doesn't. So is that something again that you'll be able to offer people different levels of what they're looking for?
So not initially. We'll have a formula that's like super creamy, not drying. So the way that we've briefed all of this is that it's got to be something that's going to be super lightweight. It's not going to make your skin look cakey. It's going to look really natural on your skin. But I totally agree with you that kind of different skin tones are going to kind of need, skin types are going to need different sorts of formulas. And probably the approach that we've always taken is basically launch something and get consumer feedback. And then we basically build, all of our foundations have been built upon consumer research and consumer feedback. So we'll do the same thing with all of the products that we launch. We'll always take into consideration what everybody's saying about it. I think it's just been so valuable for us, in order to do that. So, and that's how we're going to make the best products. So,
oh yeah. And I'll look out for the email for that, because Concealer is one of my things that I like to try. And again, sometimes you'll think, that one's perfect. Why did they discontinue it? That one, everyone said that was great. Not for me. So when your email comes in, I will be on checking that. Will it work the same way? Will we just do our, I was going to say our colour scan. It's not that. It's when we go on with the camera. Because I got used to that so quickly that I was like, oh, this actually works. So we'll just do that and that's how we'll match it again.
Yeah, exactly the same. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. So could you tell us the website and if you like your social media so that if people want to check you out, they know exactly where to go?
Yeah, so our website, you can find us at www.decipher.me. So that's D-C-Y-P-H-E-R. And you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook. So we're decipher.me on those. That's our handle. So yeah, come and check us out. We've got loads of really interesting stuff on there.
Oh, Claire, it's been a pleasure. And I can honestly say, having tried the foundation and using it, it's so comfortable to wear, as I said at the beginning. And I'm keeping an eye out because the concealer will be my next thing, I guarantee it. It's one of the products that I cannot live without, so I've got to try it.
So, oh, amazing. We'd love you to try it. That would be brilliant. Thank you.
Watching out for it. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.